This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Northeast Colorado could see intense storms later this afternoon. The National Weather Service says severe thunderstorms, hail, very strong winds, and even some tornadoes are possible. The most intense conditions are expected northeast of the Denver Metro, stretching to the borders with Kansas and Nebraska. If you're worried about damage to vehicles, you can protect them from hail by covering them with thick blankets or weighed down cardboard boxes. It's unclear if Governor Jared Polis will sign a new bill meant to reduce ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The legislation is now headed to his desk after progressive lawmakers removed the most controversial piece. That's a plan to force regulators to assess air quality impacts before permitting new oil and gas wells. Kelly Nordini leads Conservation Colorado. Like other clean air advocates, she says it should still be law.
Unfortunately, it has been significantly weakened, and it's still an important step forward.
The final version does have a process for more aggressive air quality enforcement, and oil and gas groups oppose it. A spokesperson for the governor says he's still reviewing the bill. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Heads up, Rocky Mountain National Park is going cashless. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the change will take effect this summer.
The park says it's making the change during the busy summer season to reduce the amount of time rangers spend managing paper money at entry gate. Other parks, such as Mesa Verde and Florissant Fossil Beds National Monument, have also moved to cashless systems. The switch at Rocky takes place on June 1st. After that, visitors will have to use a card or mobile pay at the park's entry gates. You can also still use cash to buy prepaid passes at nearby visitor centers. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. If you're going out, I suggest taking an umbrella with you.